The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Episode 188, Listener Debt Payoff Stories.
Welcome to the Frugal Friends Podcast, where you'll learn to save money, embrace simplicity, and live a richer life. Here are your hosts, Jen and Jill.
Welcome to the Frugal Friends Podcast. My name is Jen.
My name is Jill.
And it is our Black Friday / Buy Nothing Day listener special.
Woo woo!
Boop boop! I don't know if you were around last year, but we did a Christmas special. And that was... We're not doing a Christmas special this year. We're doing a Buy Nothing Day special. Mm-hmm. But I think you should go back and listen to it. At least the intro. Please.
If you're a Star Wars fan, you'll get it. If you're not, you won't get it, but you'll probably still be amused.
Yeah. Christmas special. Okay? It's the episode that was closest to Christmas last year. Today is a little different. We're not reenacting any cool scenes, but we are bringing you the debt payoff stories of three of our listeners. And these were the three bravest people that were willing to record themselves and send it in to the podcast.
Amazing.
It's
so interesting. We hear that feedback all the time. We want to hear from listeners. We want to hear from them. And then we give the opportunity and there's three brave folks who rose to the top.
In their defense, so we only talked about it in social media and in our Facebook group and in our Club BFF. So we didn't really talk about it on the show. But we do give everyone an opportunity with Bill of the Week, and that's much easier. So, but this one, I think we are going to listen to some debt-free stories that you guys love. And if you want to, we'll give you the episodes for some other debt-free stories that you can listen to as well. But first, our sponsors. This episode is brought to you by Continuing Education. Paying off debt is a marathon, not a sprint. And any runner will tell you that training is a prerequisite to finishing a marathon. Typically, unless you're that girl who got, silver or bronze in the Olympics this past year for her marathon. But whatever, we are not her. We want to help you finish your financial marathon with this weekly dose of encouragement from the show, but also educational resources in our new digital shop. So we've got a ton of affordable workbooks, challenges, printables, and all that launches today to keep you motivated and growing on your journey to financial freedom. We will be adding more every month, but as this kickoff launch Buy Nothing Day special, we want to give you, through the end of the month, a code for a $50 credit to the store, and you just need to use code 50FREEDOM. That's 50FREEDOM. If you get our emails, you'll see the code in your inbox, and you can find the shop at frugalfriendspodcast.com/shop. So that should allow you to get one or two things for free, so you still are buying nothing.
Ooh, yes. Getting something for nothing. Still a great value.
Still
also
counts.
Brought to you by cheese. Yep. It has nothing to do with today's episode, topic, theme, or really anything else we're going to talk about today. Cheese just really wanted to sponsor us, and we had to fit them in somewhere. Cheese. the desperate but tasty sponsor.
Cheese, man. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's a stretch. I mean,
it was tough to figure out where cheese, are we going to put... Oh, everyone loves it.
Everybody
it
loves it.
It just has nothing to do with this episode, but you know, but we, you had know to put what? Them. Here's... we had to fit them in.
No, here's the tie-in. Everybody loves cheese and everybody loves debt payoff stories. They are the two most requested things. Like always, like I request, like we get debt payoff story requests all the time, and I'm always requesting cheese. So that's the tie-in.
That's great. And now cheese is going to have to pay us more because we did tie it in to the episode. So
cheese, well pay done. Us in cheese. Cheese. That's fine.
And pair it with wine, even better.
Ooh, yeah, I'm still waiting for them to sponsor the show, specifically the Aldi Wine Advent Calendar. Yes. Another thing we talked about.
Jen's
maybe
obsessed.
Not. I am. But more obsessed, I really want the sparkling wine one that leads up to the New Year's. Mm. That's what I really want. Mm. Anyways, let's talk about debt freedom. So we have a lot of episodes featuring guests who've paid off debt. So you can cue these ones up. Get your phone ready. So episode 179, we talked to our friend Elle Martinez. Her and her husband paid off $33,000 of debt by switching to living on just one income and banking the second for their debt. So if you are a dual income household and want to learn that, key up episode 179. Episode 155 is how budget girl Sarah Wilson paid off $38,000 of debt on a low income. And Sarah was living on her own, very low income, and was able to pay off $38,000 in, I think, 3 years. Her story is amazing. She is amazing. She has an amazing YouTube channel. And so she's living in financial freedom right now because as a result of paying off her debt. And so if you are single and or low income, episode 155 is a great one for you. And then we have episode 143, how Lydia Sen paid off $36,000 of debt on one income. So she was a stay-at-home mom who also side hustle, has four kids, I think, 3 to 4. And they were able to pay off their debt with just her husband working. So if you have family and kids and you want to hear more of that side, Lydia's also just hilarious. Like, if you should for sure follow her on Instagram and TikTok, because it will be a delight in your life. So that's episode 143. So we kind of try to run the gamut on the stories that we tell on the show. And we didn't do a lot this year because we felt like we really got it down in 2020, but we will double the number of debt payoff stories we feature on the show next year.
Ooh,
so get ready for... Yeah, 2022 is going to be another year full of really interesting debt payoff stories. So if you have a unique situation that you'd like to hear a perspective, a debt payoff perspective from somebody in a unique situation, I mean, we covered a lot of them in 2022, like high cost of living. We had a nurse come on and talk about healthcare and debt payoff. Like, we had so many. But if you still have listened to all of them and haven't found somebody that you can really resonate with, let us know in an email. Send us an email and we'll try and find somebody who sounds like you, looks like you, you know, whatever, so that you can see more people, more relatable people paying off debt.
So. And maybe even this episode will help with that as we listen mm-hmm. to some of you and get inspired by your stories and how you did it in this little snapshot. We love debt payoff stories. They're so inspirational, and to hear it from a variety of perspectives and circumstances can really help us to see, ooh, no matter where I find myself, this is an aim. May not mm-hmm. look the same, may not take the same amount of time as somebody else, but we can do it. You can do it.
You can do it. Yes. And we want to give you all that you need to keep you going on that journey. So let's listen in on our very first listener debt payoff story.
Here we go.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Little from Hazard, Kentucky. In April of 2019, I really started the debt-free journey. we had tried it a few times and things just always seemed to happen and pop up. Then we would, you know, change our minds and just go back to our old ways. But so far, since 2019, we have stuck with this and we are very near to the end of the road. So in this time, we've paid off about $55,000 in consumer debt, credit cards, auto loans, student loans, things like that. Actually, next month, I will be making my final payment on my van. And so we will be free of consumer debt and only owe on our mortgage. This has been a process of about 2.5 years. And in that 2.5 years, we've had a combined income starting out with about $79,000. And through some raises and rank changes in our jobs, we are educators. And so we are now at $99,000. The turning point for me in really cracking down and sticking with this goal of being debt-free was in a couple years ago when our retirement system that we had, you know, we wanted to be teachers because there was just a great retirement plan and you're well taken care of. You have this insurance available and you have these payments that you're going to be drawing your retirement checks until basically you die. They take care of you. And so a couple years ago, the system is broken. It's still broken, but our governor, in an attempt to fix it, tried to enact some bills which would turn that great, comfortable retirement plan into a 401k that, you know, eventually could run out. And so at that time, I took that my future into my own hands and decided I want to become debt free so that I can really invest in my own retirement plan and basically have myself set up well so that I will never have to worry about running out of money whenever I reach that point in my life. So far in the present, you know, the opportunities that have arisen from paying off our debt is basically just that we're not living paycheck to paycheck anymore. When we first started this journey, we were living paycheck to paycheck with maybe, you know, a couple $100 at the end of the month left over. Probably not really. We're going to probably spend that too. But now, whenever I go to, you know, we get paid, I go in and I pay my bills and I'm looking at the end of all of the bills and I'm like, wait, how do we have this much money? Because I'm so used to having to write out my entire paycheck to pay off debt. And now that's not the case. So for anyone who is thinking about joining the journey or if you're on the journey now, just remember that there's always going to be bumps in the road. Things are going to happen. You're going to have setbacks. You're going to have these times where you feel like you're going in reverse and you're accruing extra debt. But if you just stay the course, eventually you will get to the end of the road and it is so very worth it.
Wow. Thank you so much for sharing that with us, Tiffany. That is a lot of money, $55,000 in consumer debt.
Tiffany, well done. And thank you for being brave to share this with our audience. And man, what an accomplishment. Next month, we're celebrating with you. Potentially by the time this is airing, you are probably consumer debt free. Well done. Now with only your mortgage to go, amazing. I also love to see how you've increased your combined income. It sounds like as educators, so probably both of you working in relatively low earning jobs and yet still doing amazing stuff with your money. How incredible to hear. I know so many of our listeners are going to resonate with this.
I loved also the inspiration behind the debt payoff was the retirement. I think it's so important that we don't rely on other people to fund our retirement. Even if you do have a guaranteed pension, which is great, I am absolutely not against those. But to additionally protect yourself with some like Roth IRA or IRA, just as a backup, because when somebody else controls your retirement, then you are at their mercy. Even if they don't take it away altogether, but take it away partially, it warps your entire plan for your future. And 401ks are great, but when you're relying on something, you know, that's supposed to be guaranteed for so long and then they replace it with a 401k, then you are 10 steps behind because you could have been saving for that and you no longer, you don't have that and what you were planning anymore. And so I think it's really important for educators, firefighters, police, military, regardless of what is supposed to be guaranteed to you, have something additional, even if it's just a little bit, on the back burner so that you can have time in the market to be just in case.
I also appreciate, Tiffany, how you've described what it has afforded you, kind of being able to look back and reflect upon this debt payoff journey, not just for the destination, but what you've learned along the way, and that now you don't need to worry about living paycheck to paycheck, that there are these habits cultivated that is allowing you to live in just greater amounts of freedom. And then this final message, so beautiful, to expect setbacks, that they will happen and stay the course. I think that is such an important message for all of us because it does take time. For most people, it takes years at least to be able to move from this point of recognition to making changes to actually achieving debt freedom. And so in that process, life happens, circumstances change. Expect it. Don't allow that to knock you off the wagon for the rest of eternity. It's okay. It happens to all of us. Stay the course. Get back on. Thanks so much, Tiffany. I'm sure you've encouraged so many.
Yeah. And one last thing I'll say is that raising your income, your annual income from $79,000 to $99,000 is no easy feat. But people think it's impossible, especially as educators. I know many teachers who have come to me and said, well, they can't pay me more. So I'm you know, technically losing money every year because the raises aren't enough to keep up with inflation. So I get that. But there are other education adjacent ways to make money too. So you can still use your giftings and you can use your time wisely to be increasing your income, even if it's just for a season, or maybe you're just putting in some time to create something that's maybe a little bit now, but it will work up to being, you know, a more passive income or higher income stream later. So just being intentional with putting in the time and effort that it takes to increasing your income. I love how debt payoff alerts people to the problem of their income and really gets them on the path to working and taking small steps to increasing income that they wouldn't have otherwise if they weren't trying to pay off debt. Like I look at my mom, for example. She's never had a reason to try and increase her income. So her wages have been stagnant for years, if not decades. So it is really important to be intentional and to just change the mindset from, you know, the government controls my wage to I control how much I make.
Beautiful. Yeah. And that's incredible. $20,000 you both increased your income in a couple of years. That's amazing.
Yes. That's amazing. Yeah. So congratulations, Tiffany. We are so proud of you. And I know that all of the rest of our Frugal Friends are really proud of you. So if you see Tiffany in the Frugal Friends community on Facebook, give her a shout out.
One of the brave ones.
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Today I'm going to give you some straightforward advice on how to deal with naughty kids. How about instead of timeouts, time ins? Time for you to start paying some bills. I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward. Inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a Gagillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Let's get into our second debt payoff story.
Hey, Jen and Jill. It's Jocelyn from Delaware. So my debt payoff story, I paid off over $13,000 in credit card debt and over $95,000 in student loans. I started taking this payoff journey seriously around the end of 2012. So from November 2012 until August 2013, it took about 10 months to pay off $13,000. And then once that happened, it took me from September 2013 until February 2020, about 6.5 years, I think that's 6.5, to pay off $95,000. The debt was mostly from graduate school. So I had about $80,000 taken out to get my clinical master's degree in prosthetics and orthotics, and about $15,000 for my undergraduate degree. Of course, instead of going straight into work after grad school, I ended up racing as a professional triathlete for 3 years, which was back when student loan interest rates were very, very low. So that was around 2008, 2009. So that's how I ended up racking up the $13,000 in credit card debt, was from professional triathlon. And that's also how I didn't quite make a dent on my student loans. I was able to, I think, defer them and then just pay the minimum on another one. So being a pro triathlete does not pay very much at all. It was also during the Great Recession. So around 2010, the prize money purses and the sponsorships were really drying up. So, of course, I eventually ran out of money racing around the world, and I went back to work as a prosthetist orthotist. With that job, my earnings started at around $50,000, and then eventually over six figures as I gained more experience. I was willing to move for new job opportunities, but most importantly, I learned to negotiate my salary to ask for what I deserved. So some things that really worked for me were deliberately moving to a lower cost of living area, Delaware, rather than staying in Washington, D.C. or moving back home to the San Francisco Bay Area. I got better at negotiating harder for a higher salary and actually had my boss be willing to work out a deal where he helped pay off some of my student loans. I signed a 5-year contract to get a $10,000 payment each year on my work anniversary that went towards my student loans exclusively. I was blogging about my debt payoff, even though I kept it anonymous. And I was one of the OG listeners when Frugal Friends Podcast was new. I remember the first episodes. I've called in a bill of the week a few times. I'm fairly active on the Facebook group. And I also invited Jen and Jill to my No More Student Loans party last year that I threw on Leap Day. They couldn't make it, but they gave me a shout out on the Leap Day podcast. So I actually consider that way more awesome than going on Dave Ramsey's podcast and doing the debt-free scream, because it was so much cooler, having been a huge fan of Frugal Friends podcast. So the best opportunity for me that's happened since paying off debt is the birth of our first child. We've been trying for a couple years, but coincidentally, that day of my No More Student Loans party was also the day of my last period. So my entire pregnancy and the life of our kid has been completely debt-free. I mean, other than our mortgage, the house payments. So this has really allowed us not to worry so much about finances during my maternity leave. I didn't actually have to work full-time during my pregnancy, which was, you know, mostly during COVID anyway. And then when coming back from maternity leave just this past March, advice for others paying off debt. It is absolutely possible. So know your worth, follow your budget, also be flexible and willing to take new job opportunities that might require moving. Evaluate if you can move to an area with a lower cost of living. That was a game changer for us. And always, always, always know your worth and negotiate your salary. Ask for more than what you think you should be getting, because you usually deserve more than what they're going to offer you. Anyway, thank you so much, Jen and Jill, for creating this podcast and this community. Love you guys.
Wow, Jocelyn, yes, it's been a pleasure to, from the very first episodes, seeing you in the Facebook group, seeing you pay off your debt, seeing you like give birth to your child. Like, I feel like we're part of your family. I really do. You're another frugal friend.
Jocelyn, you are an OG. And what a compliment that this is way better for you than doing the debt-free scream.
Oh my God.
Love it.
I want to do something like this more frequently. So that is just affirming what I want to do. So thank you for affirming me.
There's so many golden nuggets in what you've just shared. So Jen and I are just going to go through it and highlight this awesomeness that you just shared with us. And thank you for calling it in. You are so active. All your bills of the week and how you engage in the Facebook group to now sharing this story. So amazing. So for starters, holy smokes, that's a lot of student loans. And I think that there's probably a lot of people out there who are going to resonate with this, even just for undergrad student loans. It sounds like for you, there was, mm-hmm. Postgraduate school wrapped up in this a while back. But so many people listening, I know that's the average, is getting up into the six figures as far as student loans go. And then even your story to say that once you graduated, instead of getting right into your career, you chose to kind of pursue something that you're really good at, something that you're passionate about, to be a triathlete. Holy smokes, Jocelyn. But then to rack up 13K.
I was just talking about that this morning. Mm-hmm. Ugh. Swimming, not for me.
Oh my goodness. Swimming, biking, running, and all of it back to back. Wow. We're standing in
amazement. Yeah. I was corrected because I was calling them bicyclists. And my friend was like, cyclists. And I was like, oh, dang it. I'm so not cool. Dang it. Anyways, I just had to, respect your triathletism so much, Jocelyn. It's so cool.
But then
it's very cool.
That makes sense that, how you were living then at the time to, in order to support yourself and your expenses, having some credit card debt. So all of this is just, it's so realistic. It's so relatable. But then to see how you got on track and you were able to start with that consumer debt, which is probably where most people should start. Usually consumer debt has the higher interest rates, and being able to knock that out in about a year from 2012 to 2013. And then taking the 6.5 years to pay off that $95,000 in the student loans, which again, a very realistic time frame. And that's how it can take years to do this, especially when you're inching towards that six-figure mark.
Yeah, I mean, 7.5 years is no joke. But hey, like, honestly, can you remember the last like 5 years of your life? Like, if you look back 5 years ago, so 10 years ago, and so the part of your life 5 to 10 years ago, like that 5 years, it's like, what did you do? Can you remember how it was? Like, eventually that's what that series of time is going to look like to you. Like, I promise you. So it took us 2 years to pay off our debt, and it felt so long while we were doing it. And hindsight, it feels like nothing. Like, our child is over 2 years old now. Like, it's so crazy how it can be such an intimidating time frame when you're starting out. And then in hindsight, it's very reasonable. But it's 7.5 years is still a long time. But Jocelyn, you've got like so much more than 7.5 years left on your life. hopefully.
Of debt freedom,
it's just the ratio it is to the rest of your life is so nominal.
Well, and now let's get into this next part of earnings. Thank you so much for sharing those figures. I know that's super vulnerable. A lot of times we can assume, all right, this person has their master's degree or beyond, so they must be making a ton of money. It's no problem for them to pay this off. You shared that you started out at a $50,000 salary. That is very mid-range. And it's, you know, you increased to six figures, which well done, but I love the tips that you give that it is possible for anyone to increase income with some of these tips of building experience, right? We can't just walk into some employer's office and say, here's what I demand. We have to work towards that, build up the skill set and the education and the experience, but then recognizing our own value and negotiating. This is such a good word to put into practice. And you did it not just on negotiating your earnings, but negotiating to have your employer help pay off student loans. Brilliant. I think that's a phenomenal tip for anybody listening in on, all right, if your employer can't increase your salary this year, where else can there be room for negotiation? Being willing to live in a low-cost area can also help extremely and phenomenally with that payoff. So amazing nuggets here.
Yeah, you know how I feel about income. There's just, we have such a limiting mindset when it comes to how much we can earn. And Jocelyn, you did not get to six figures on accident. You worked for it. You didn't hustle like hustle culture, you know, like working 70 hours, 80 hours a week. You negotiated. You got creative. You weren't afraid to ask. And that's half the battle, is getting creative and asking. And I love that you said know your worth, but you didn't say ask for your worth, because I hate the phrase like ask for what you're worth, because I am 100% sure that there are so many people out there that don't know like what they are worth. And so they are worth so much more than what they think they are. So don't ever ask for your worth. Just ask for what you want. Ask for more than you think you're worth, because I assure you, you are worth more than what you think you are. But we have this, you know, this sense of humility that keeps us asking for less. And I do it too. Like I have to be honest, like for one of our advertisers, they sent me the wrong person's email thread. They responded to me when they should have responded to somebody else. And I was able to see what this person was getting on their deal versus ours. And this person has, I'm not sure what their background is, but they asked for, God, quadruple what we asked for, and they got it. And they got it. And I just didn't know, because I didn't value myself. I didn't know what to ask for, you know? I just didn't know. And so now I know. So it's little by little asking and getting, testing, continuously testing the limits, because you do not know what you are capable of getting if you don't ask, if you don't go big.
You miss all the shots you don't take.
Absolutely.
And then this final and beautiful celebratory piece, that the best thing since your debt payoff is having a child and entering into parenthood debt-free without the worry and concern of extra financial stress and burden. And the story about finding out, learning that you're pregnant on the day of your celebration, amazing. I did not know that piece. So all of this is so incredible. And we're celebrating with you, Jocelyn. I know it's been a while since you have been debt-free, but it is still fresh again and worth celebrating this massive accomplishment and continuing to celebrate what it has afforded you. And now being able to turn around and encourage others and saying, it's possible. Know your worth. Do some of the hard things and know that it's possible. I agree with you 100%, Jocelyn.
Amen. All right. So we got one more debt payoff story from a listener. Let's get into it.
My name is Brittany. I live in Asheville, North Carolina. I paid off $65,000 in debt in just under 5 years. I was making between $25,000 and $35,000 a year. During that time, I was waiting tables. I moved to Korea to teach English for a year. And when I came back, I opened my own business, which is what I'm still doing now. Majority of my debt was student loans. A little bit of it was car debt. The biggest turning point for me was when I looked at how much I owed after years of making minimum payments and realized I didn't make a dent in the overall debt. The biggest opportunity I think that it has opened up for me is being able to pay extra on the mortgage. My current plan is to have the house paid off by the time I'm 40, which will be 15 years early on the mortgage. Basically, for anybody on their debt-free journey, my only advice is to keep going and celebrate the little wins. Every time you get further in your payoff, if you pay off one small loan, you know, treat yourself to something. You have to celebrate the little things and make a system that works for you. It doesn't have to be all Dave Ramsey or all Susie Orman. Pick out little things from everyone and make it work for you. That's my biggest piece of advice. Thank you.
Wow, Brittany, that is the dream that so many people listening to our show have. They're making a lower income. You said you're making 25 to 35K per year, waiting tables, and you paid off $65,000. And that's the place where people are coming from. It doesn't even matter if it's like, you know, that little and that much, but they're coming from a place where their debt is double what they make in a year or more than what they make in a year. And it's overwhelming. And you dug in and you did it. So congratulations, Brittany.
I agree, Brittany. This is incredibly inspiring. I know so often this is one of the biggest barriers for people in debt payoff of, well, that sounds all fine and good for people who make six figures, but I make very little money. There's no possible way. And just throw the hands in the air and move on, living paycheck to paycheck. But you found a different route for yourself. And I really hope that folks listening can take this to heart for wherever you find yourself, that even when making $25,000 to $35,000 a year and your debt payoff would mean more than double what you make in 1 year, it's still possible. It's going to take a long time and it's going to take hard work. And it most likely will include trying to find ways to earn more, but it still is possible. And I love how you described what the prompt was for you to actually look at what you owe, the dent that you've made in it so far, right? What did I used to owe? What do I owe now? Oh, goodness, I've been making these payments and it's not decreasing the amount that I owed. I think so many of us, that is the case. Maybe we choose to not even look at it. But if we do, that could be an incredible motivator of, okay, how do we actually kick this thing into high gear so that the money I am still paying actually makes a dent in this thing and someday I can find myself debt-free. And then beyond that, just what it's afforded you now, being able to make extra payments to your mortgage and this new goal of paying off your house 15 years early. That's going to be
That's crazy.
Incredible. And I love mm-hmm. that shift that does happen, that the debt payoff story doesn't just end there. It doesn't have to just end there. There's so much that we learn along the way that affords more and more for us in the future. So well done, Brittany, and amazing advice to keep going and to celebrate the little wins. I can't highlight that enough. We're not going to be able to keep doing this if we're not rewarding ourselves in small ways, allowing ourselves to see the progress, congratulate ourselves for the progress that we've made. Incredible, incredible advice, Brittany, and well done.
Yeah, sometimes we can get so down on ourselves for just the fact that we got ourselves into this quote-unquote mess that it's hard to celebrate the wins when you're getting out of it. But I just want to push back on that and say, if that is what you're feeling, like that's a lie, your accomplishments to get out of debt and to improve your life deserve to be celebrated. So please do celebrate your wins, even if they seem small to you, still celebrate them. You don't have to obviously spend money to celebrate them, but I want you to look back at the entirety of your journey every so often so that you can see the progress that you've made financially, mentally, physically, with your relationships. There are so many things. This is definitely a holistic, it's paying off debt, but the changes are holistic. The changes are to everything. So, you know, reward yourself, celebrate that accomplishment that you are changing the entirety of your life by doing this one small thing and focusing on it. And I also loved how you said, Brittany, that you can take what works for you. No person is infallible. So no person's advice, including ours, should A, be taken at face value, or B, be taken in entirety. You should always look for the good in what somebody's saying and how it works for you, and leave what doesn't work for you. Just how there are very controversial financial gurus, they still have some good things to say. So I think we can, you know, accept what is good and works for us and put back what does not. And so we hope you do the same thing with this show. So thank you so much, Brittany.
Take the meat, spit out the bones.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes spit out the fat if you're not into fat. So, yeah,
or just eat the whole vegetable.
For sure. That's really my favorite thing to do. But besides that, my other favorite thing to do every week.
None of it has to be thrown out.
Not a bit.
The Bill of the Week.
That's right. It's time for the best minute of your entire week. Maybe a baby was born and his name is William. Maybe you paid off your mortgage. Maybe your car died and you're happy to not have to pay that bill anymore. Duck bills, Buffalo bills, Bill Clinton. This is the Bill of the Week.
Hi, Jen and Jill. This is Brittany Anderson, and I just want to say I am loving the show. I'm binging all the episodes while I walk fields at work. I get to scout corn for a living. But I wanted to share my bill of the week. Recently, our oven went out on our gas range, and I bake a lot, so it was a big deal. And we were talking about getting a new oven, and I just came across your repair and maintenance episode and thought, hey, let's look into this a little further. And we watched some YouTube videos and found a common thing that goes out on gas ovens is the igniter at the bottom. So my husband bought a $30 part, watched some YouTube videos, and replaced it. So instead of spending thousands of dollars on a new range, we spent $30, and my oven is back up and working. So keep up the good work, and have a great day. Thanks. Bye.
Oh, my gosh. That's
I'm jumping
awesome.
Out of my seat. Jumping
yes,
out of my seat,
she literally
Brittany.
Is. Oh my gosh, we just saved you thousands of dollars in one podcast episode. I'm gonna
feel
take
free
the
to
credit,
send that
Jill.
To our Venmo.
Feel free to send your savings.
That's so awesome that you got creative. Like you didn't jump to like spending money to solve the problem. You thought you just had this trigger that was like embedded in the frugal mentality to be like, okay, before I go out and buy another range, let me just see if there's something I can do. And there was. There isn't always something you can do, but in this case, there was. And it saved you a ton of money, and it probably saved a range from just sitting in a junkyard somewhere being stripped for parts. So there's so many good things here.
Brittany, you've made my week, possibly my year. I'm so excited for you and well done that you didn't just take this as an opportunity to blow a bunch of money and buy a new range, which if it was broken forever, sure, that might be necessary, but to problem solve and get your hands dirty and fix it and not spend money. $30 part over a couple $1,000 new range. Wow, Brittany.
I love it.
So glad to be a part of you, this journey with you.
Love this journey for you.
If you've got a bill that you think is going to make us just jaw dropped in celebratory amazement, visit or leave it for us at frugalfriendspodcast.com/bill. You can visit it. You can leave it for
Jill
us. Frugalfriendspodcast.com/shook.
Yeah, she is visibly shook.
I can't even hear. I'm so excited. I love problem solving and fixing, and then it saved you money.
That's her love language.
Good job, Brittany!
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Today I'm going to give you some straightforward advice on how to deal with naughty kids. How about instead of timeouts, time ins? Time for you to start paying some bills. I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward. Inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
And now it's time for
the lightning round.
I'm all jazzed up. Lightning's happening inside my mind.
Oh, wow. We should be recording this, but we are not. So today's lightning round is we are going to share what we are most thankful for about our debt payoff journey. So you've heard our debt payoff stories in other episodes or at least parts of it. But I think it being the day after Thanksgiving, I think gratitude should last 365 days a year, not just one day. And so let's continue this spirit of gratitude. Because even in the hard things, there are things to be thankful for. And I think so much more, like we can say, you know, in hard things that weren't our fault and were like ultimately difficult and sad, there are still things that you can be thankful for in that. And it's hard to find that. So when we take something like paying off debt, which we know will have a positive outcome, and we are self-imposing some of this challenge, this hardship for something better, for something intentional, I think it's easier to see what you can be thankful for. And I think if we train ourselves in doing more gratitude identification through stuff like this, then when, you know, other bad things happen that we can't control, then we're more open to seeing like how the changes can be more life-giving or how we can find gratitude in those more difficult seasons.
Gratitude is so important. It does carry us through. It helps us to see the good, the life-giving, the beautiful, even in the midst of difficulty. So yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Gratitude's an important part of the debt payoff process.
Yes.
And then even ongoing from there.
Yeah, it's important part of the like a frugal lifestyle, because when you are thankful for what you have and you are thankful for what you have been through and what you are going through, then you don't idolize or envy what other people have and what other people are you know, look like they are not going through. So it really is an integral part of the frugal lifestyle, for sure.
Yeah. What about for you, Jen? What are you seeing as pieces of gratitude since your debt payoff?
So obviously it changed the trajectory of my life. I was an acupuncturist and now I host a personal finance podcast, and it is allowing me to do the most life-giving work. Like watching people lay down the idol of consumerism and pick up the freedom of living in their true north is the only thing I want to do with my life. And I didn't know that before. And now, like, I get choked up thinking about it, like how much I want to do that and how often I want to help people do that. So that, hold on.
We should have videotaped this.
I know, like, we should have.
Yeah, it really is like so deep for you.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't expect that. Okay. Anyways.
I love it, Jen. You are doing that. And I think our community absolutely resonates with that. Like they are saying, this is what we're doing for people, right? Like Brittany, we helped her not spend money on a range and get that fixed. And so much more that, you are doing it. You've done it for yourself and you've been able to turn around and help others do that. And how meaningful and purposeful.
Yeah. And I think this show has been the most significant source of that. There's not been, I've written books and those have been great. And people have emailed me how they've changed their life, but like nothing in comparison to what we get from this show, and literally would not be able to do it without you, Jill. So take part in everything that I'm saying about like the mission. So yeah. And then it also just led me down a path of self-discovery and intentional living. Like there were so many things about my life that I thought were necessary. And people can say this in their 20s, but sometimes they don't realize it until maybe their 40s or 50s, that so much of what they thought was important was not. And so I was, through this journey, able to realize it in my 20s and able to then say, okay, if I don't care about this, then what do I care about? What is my life goal and my purpose? And it led me into that journey. So I am all of the blocking the friends on Facebook and all of the not getting to do the things that I wanted or thought I should be able to do, and really like not doing things that I did deserve. I don't believe in that thing is like, if you can't afford it, you don't deserve it. There are a lot of things that a lot of people deserve that they can't afford. But choosing not to do it, it was all worth it. I'm thankful. That's me. How about you, Jill?
Well, similar to you, Jen, the things that I'm grateful for about the debt payoff journey and what it has afforded me, it's not materialistic. It is the intangibles. It's what it has created within my life and perspective, beliefs and behavior that I'm ultimately grateful for. It's these more deep-rooted, you use the term true north, and that's really resonating with me. This whole process has allowed the important things to come to the surface and has been a bit of a refining process for me that I'm not sure I would have arrived at without the debt payoff journey and the journey of frugality and asking ourselves and one another the hard questions. And so there's so much to be grateful for with this, but I think some of my biggest gratitude pieces is how the debt payoff journey for me has taught me simplicity and contentment. Throughout, the way that I approached the debt payoff journey was in tinier living, in non-traditional living environments, which forced me into a more simple lifestyle, which wasn't without its pain points, but has long-term produced in me just simplicity across the board and deeper levels of contentment that I cherish. And I have to work actively to maintain those pieces in me as I'm no longer in those exact situations. But my goodness, I don't know if I would have arrived here without that process and journey. And then beyond that, community. I mean, holy smokes, Jen. I mean, hopefully I don't get choked up here, but friendship with you. I think that the debt payoff journey, frugality has brought things into my life that wouldn't have happened otherwise. Like people comment all the time, you guys are actually friends. Like, yes. And I think deeper friends because of this. Mm-hmm. We would not talk weekly, daily. Most often we talk daily if it weren't for the community that we've built, what it has produced inside of us. I mean, I'm going on like a monologue now. Yeah, there's so much gratitude here, but I think I would highlight it's not materialistic. It has just brought about a deeper awareness of the things that truly matter and have helped me to focus in on my values and to get at that more and more and invite others into that journey. So it's, and this episode is like case in point of highlighting the voices of those in our community and how even this podcast has been a small part of those individuals' journeys. And my goodness, if that's not something to celebrate.
Yeah, I there's just so much to be thankful for. Like, I cannot list everything. I'm so thankful for you, Jill. I'm so thankful for the show and the people around it who listen. We have tens of thousands of people who have listened to this show. And it baffles my mind that that is possible. And so we're so thankful for you. Without you, we would not have a show. Like, without you listening right now, we wouldn't still be doing this. Jill and I would just hang out. We wouldn't do
this. We'd have a friendship. It might not be as deep of a friendship, but
you are the reason we are able to do this. Like, you may think you're just like a number, but like, every number helps us get advertisers that support the show and help us turn down less life-giving projects to do more of this for you. And so it's a cycle that I'm internally grateful for. So thank you. Happy Thanksgiving. So thank you for leaving your reviews, listening, everything you do. We hope that this has brought you some encouragement and inspiration if you're working to pay off debt. And just reiterating that paying off debt is not necessarily a numbers goal. It's not something you do to come out on top mathematically. It's something you do to put yourself on a solid foundation to live out your dreams, you know, and it has a financial component. And it is this challenge that we can undertake, that which by doing so gets us closer to who we want to be and how we want to live. And so there's so much wrapped up in this journey that when people tell you it's not the best mathematical solution for, you know, growing wealth, I mean, they're not wrong. But if your goal is to live a full life over growing an arbitrary amount of net worth, then we really feel like this is an integral part to that journey. And so we thank you for listening. And we thank you for your kind reviews, like this one from Best Be You. And it just happens to be 5 stars. It says, inspirational podcast. Jen and Jill have inspired me to take charge of my finances. I love all the frugal real life tips, along with the community they've built to encourage and support all of our wins and fails. So that just reiterates like everything we've been saying. So thank you. I think that's Allison. So thank you, Allison.
Wow. Yeah, that's such a common theme, is the community component to this. It's cool. Mm-hmm. So grateful for you all. We also want to thank all of you, our friends, who share these episodes on social media. So when you share the latest episode on Instagram, we're adding you to our monthly drawing. For every 5 tags and reviews we get each month, we're giving away $50 for you to spend in the Frugal Friends shop. We're so excited about this shop. So many goodies and digital products in there, all aimed at helping you on this very journey, whether you're still in debt payoff or you're beyond debt payoff and kind of considering where are your priorities, what do you want to be working on now. Check out the shop and let us just continue to be a support to you and build community around you.
Absolutely. So keep leaving us reviews wherever you listen to podcasts and sending us the screenshot to frugalfriendspodcast@gmail.com. And don't forget to tag us on social.
See you next week.
Frugal Friends is produced by Eric Sirianni.
Jen, this feels like such a sacred episode to me. Like, you really got vulnerable in that lightning round.
I know. My goal is always to try and get you vulnerable and then it turn around and backfires on me.
What? We're always vulnerable. We just tears don't often happen, but I think it's indicative of how deep this goes for you in this specific area. And I resonate with you. Yeah, I think it has brought up for me, even just hearing you describe, such gratitude and reflection on what this has provided to all of us.
Yeah, I don't take for granted that I get to do what I love. And over 70% of people, like statistically, do not do what they love. And so I think financial freedom allows you the opportunity to be in the 30%. And so I love my business and the flexibility it offers me. And I want that for other people too. We can cultivate and, you know, up that number to 40, 50%. Yeah. I truly believe that.
Yeah. Yeah. People just need to know that it's possible and receive the support around them to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. So thankful for you. Thankful for all of this.
So grateful for you and for our frugal friends. So beautiful. What a lovely episode.
Yes.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.